Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A gathering is underway in Sioux City this afternoon in response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A march is expected to start from Cook Park and end at police headquarters in downtown Sioux City. This afternoon, local health officials talked about the cases and care of people impacted by COVID-19. The director of Siouxland District Health, Kevin Green, says it appears the disease is leveling off in Woodbury County. However, the true impact of opening up more of the state won't happen until late next week.
Because anybody that has now gone out and begin to participate in these group activities, you know, it takes a while for the symptoms to develop, the medical provider to go through, the testing to be done.
Green made his comments during a news conference with the leaders of Sioux City's two hospitals, who say the number of patients treated at their facilities continues to fall. And when it comes to COVID-19 infections, Woodbury County added 27 new cases for a total of more than 2,800. Dakota County recorded a dozen new cases for more than 1,700. There have been 64 deaths in the Sioux City metro area. South Dakota has dropped plans to test an anti-malaria drug to prevent COVID-19. The statewide tests were called off after a University of Minnesota study found the drug had no benefit over a placebo as a way to prevent the disease. The drug has attracted controversy after President Donald Trump promoted it as an antidote to COVID-19, but was shown in studies not to help and even to be harmful to people hospitalized. The South Dakota trial was in the early stages and had just recently opened for enrollment. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.